Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCEW Sitka. And here in the virtual studio with us this morning, we have Mighty Lorente and Emma Marcucci. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning, Emma.
Now, we are here today to talk about a really exciting event, and it's a collaboration between the Sitka Public Library and NASA. So maybe we'll just start with that little hook, introducing yourselves. So, Mighty, tell us your role at the Sitka Public Library, and then Emma would love to have you introduce yourself.
I am the Youth Services Librarian.
Great, and I am a scientist at the Space Telescope Science Institute.
Wonderful. Sort of an unexpected pairing here. We don't often get folks from the Space Telescope Science Institute, Emma, and we're so excited to have both of you in the studio today. So let's first talk about, and Mighty, I think you can answer this one, why we have a partnership with the Space Telescope Institute, and what we're so excited to talk about this morning.
So, Sitka Public Library is one of just 60 libraries nationwide to have been selected to be a NASA at My Library partner. This is a really interesting project created to promote science, technology, engineering, arts, and math opportunities to our communities. So through the grant, we are receiving different type of resources, training to do program, a little budget to use either for programming and or collection development. And we have this very important part that is the access to what NASA call subject matter experts like Emma, who Wonderful. Can come to local communities, rural communities like ours to explain what NASA is doing, NASA science and technology. And we have a really important, I think, historical event coming up soon. And that is why we connected, Sitka Public Library connected with Emma through NASA at My Library.
Wonderful. So, and that's really exciting. Sitka Public Library has received a grant, it sounds like, and a partnership with NASA. That's wonderful news and congratulations. And so part of this grant and part of this partnership is getting to chat with you, Emma, as a subject matter expert. And it sounds like there's a really exciting event coming down the pipeline. But first, Emma, tell us a little bit about the Space Telescope Science Institute and what you do there.
Thank you. Yes. So the Space Telescope Science Institute has been the science operations center for Hubble for about the past 30 years. And we will be the science operations center and the mission operations center for the James Webb Space Telescope, which we are all excited will be launching in about a week and a half. Wow. So what that means with being the mission operations center is that we are, if you have ever seen movies, you see that room full of computers that give directions to these satellites. So that is basically a room or several rooms in our building to control the telescope, make sure it's healthy, tell it what to look at, and then collect that data, process the data, archive the data in our science operations center capacity so that scientists and folks around the world are able to use that.
Wow, that is exciting. It sounds like a big project to launch. And Emma, why is this telescope so special? I mean, we have Hubble. How is it different? Why are we so excited about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hubble and Webb will really be complementary. Webb is an infrared telescope, and it's also the largest, most complex and powerful telescope that's ever been launched into space. Wow. So the mirror for Webb is about 100 times an area larger than Hubble. So it's collecting power to collect that light. It's going to be able to collect data or light from objects that are farther away and that are fainter. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to see more things than Hubble was able to show us. And it also looks at a different type of light. It looks at infrared, which is redder than red. It has a longer wavelength than red. And one of the things that I like, I think is really neat about that is since the universe is expanding, light that was originally visible light. So for example, light from a galaxy actually gets stretched out with the expansion of the universe. If you imagine a wave on a piece of elastic, if you draw a wave on a piece of elastic, that would represent visible light. Then you imagine pulling that piece of elastic and stretching out that wavelength. That represents the expansion that shifts the visible light into infrared. So Webb is going to be able to collect light from about 13.5 light years away, or 13.5 million, billion years ago, billion. Wow. And the age of the universe is estimated to be 13.8 billion years. So we're getting very, very close to that origin.
Wow, that's really exciting. So infrared light, it's going to be able to collect that sort of information, which the Hubble cannot do. And it sounds like what you're saying, I think this, you know, it's 8:30 in the morning. We might not be quite ready for for wave science here, but it sounds like you're saying that this was formerly visible light that has since stretched out, or the wavelength has gotten longer and is now infrared. So we can see what was formerly visible light on this telescope, hopefully. Is that right?
Yeah. So Webb can look in the near to the mid infrared. So some of the light that the nearer infrared, which Hubble can see a little bit into the infrared. So it's a little bit of a tease of what Hubble is going to be able to see. So some of that light was originally visible that became infrared light, but then it can also see deeper into the infrared and just see infrared light. So bodies, particularly young stars, emit more infrared light than visible light. So it can also see through things, like it can see through clouds of dust. So it allows us to penetrate into areas we haven't seen before.
It sounds pretty exciting and like an enormous project to be launching. A really historical event. So you've talked about how we're going to be able to see basically further back into time, closer to the start of the universe. What else should we be excited about? Anything else you're particularly, you know, sort of crossing your fingers we find out about with this new telescope, Emma?
Yes. Well, I think that one of the things I'm most excited about are two things. In terms of the science themes that Webb is doing, exoplanets have always been a favorite of mine. I'm a planetary scientist by training, so I've looked at a lot of the planets in our solar system. And since we've now learned about planets around other stars or exoplanets, that's really opened up our understanding of what a planet is, how planets form, what they're made of. And when you think about it, the first exoplanet wasn't actually discovered until after Hubble was launched. And Hubble and many other telescopes have been able to tell us a lot about exoplanets. But Webb is going to be able to look at their atmospheres, tell us what the planets are made of, and start giving us a lot more detailed information. I actually see some of these planets that may have been too faint for other telescopes to see. So I think that's really exciting. And then the other thing that kind of goes along with that is with Webb, we can expect the unexpected. We plan, we have certain science themes that we want to look at with Webb, but because it's such a powerful telescope, I'm sure it's going to show us things that we don't know about, and it's going to open up all new areas, just like Hubble has done over the past 30 years. It's taught us about science that we didn't anticipate when we first launched it. So that unexpected aspect will be really exciting.
Excellent. And so this is also a delayed launch, a slightly delayed launch. And it was originally scheduled for December 18th. We're now looking at December 22nd. And Emma, can you just talk quickly, why is it so important to make sure that we have this launch right? Why has it been delayed a few times at this point?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, this telescope is very complex, very powerful. It has a lot of different pieces, a lot of components. And when Webb launches, it's going to be going to a spot we call L2 or Lagrange 2, which is about 1 million miles away. It's about 4 times farther than the moon. So it's not a place that we can go service. So we really want to make sure that everything is going to work correctly, that there are backups, there are redundancies. Mm-hmm. So in the instance of this recent delay, there was a clamp that unexpectedly let go. It sent some vibrations through the telescope, and the telescope has been tested for vibrations many times, but they wanted to just make sure that everything was okay after that extra vibration, mm-hmm. so that it will be well situated and able to show us all of this wonderful things as once it launches.
Excellent. So the new launch, and we got to get it right the first time. A million miles away is that's quite a distance. And so this launch is scheduled for December 22nd. I believe it's scheduled at in the morning Eastern time, which will mean it is 3:20 a.m. for Alaskans. So that's for the most dedicated of us. We'll get up to watch the launch, but. How else can Alaskans get involved? And Mighty, would love to hear from you. Just, you know, this telescope is, it's not launching in Sitka. It's exciting and we want to get involved. But how can Sitkins engage in this launch, which is happening out of Europe? Is that right, Emma?
French Guiana. So French actually Guiana. South America, oh, but goodness. It is being launched by the European Space Agency.
Okay, yes. Great. Off by one continent.
So we, through the Sitka Public Library website and social media, we will be posting enough information for those who want to follow the event online. And we are also having different programs here, local programs. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we are in partnership with Island Artist Gallery. Artist Lisa Tias Conaway and teacher Jessica Christianson, and we will be offering an online art and the space connection program at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And during that program, those who want can follow the masterclass by Lisa on art and space, and Jessica will be talking and sharing facts about the Webb telescope. And then on December 17th, a very lucky classroom of fifth grade students, the Jennifer Tulos classroom, will be also able to connect with another subject matter expert to explore all things James Webb Space Telescope. So we are going to be offering lots of different ways to engage with this event.
That's wonderful. So it sounds like this upcoming Wednesday, there'll be an art and space online event in collaboration with the Island Artist Gallery. That's Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. And then to stay in the loop about other launch activities, you can check the Sitka Public Library social media. It'll also be on KCAW. And then, Emma, for those of us who do want to get up at 3:20 a.m. and watch this historic launch, how can we do that?
Absolutely. So there is a great website that is web with two B's, W-E-B-B. So web.nasa.gov. And that is the launch homepage. So there's a countdown. There are resources, and there'll be information about watching the broadcast. It will be broadcast on NASA TV, which usually you can go to the NASA website or their YouTube channel to watch.
Wonderful. So that's web, webb.nasa.gov. You can find countdown information, other resources, and then NASA TV, which is available on YouTube or sounds like some other places as well. This is really exciting. And we're coming up on the end of our time, but I want to make sure we got all of the really important information in there. Emma and Mighty, anything we forgot to mention about this exciting telescope launch?
The one thing I will add is once the telescope launches, it will go through, it'll travel to its orbit site, and it'll unfold and go through a series of exercises to make sure it's operating correctly. So keep an eye out. In about 6 months, we will be getting the first images from the telescope to Wow. share with everyone. So keep an eye out for about June, July. You'll be starting to see some great data, great images.
That's so exciting. And it sounds like we have a lot to expect from these images and then also hopefully some surprises. Wonderful. Well, we've been in the studio this morning with Mighty Lorente, the Youth Services Librarian at Sitka Public Library, and Emma Marcucci, who is a scientist in the Office of Public Outreach at the Space Telescope Science Institute. They've been chatting with us about the upcoming launch of the James Webb Telescope, which is a historic launch. And Sitkins will be able to watch it on December 22nd, Wednesday, December 22nd, at web.nasa.gov. You can also find more resources at the Sitka Public Library website, and there will be an online art event, Art in Space, this upcoming Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., so lots to expect. Thank you both for joining us this morning. This is exciting for Sitka and hopefully for the entire world in terms of what we're learning about the origins of the universe.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us here, Marie.
Thank you both. It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful rest of your mornings.
You too.